He is risen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose death has destroyed death and whose resurrection has opened the kingdom of all of heaven to all believers. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 164 years ago, Wilhelm Leer sent forth his two missionaries to America, the very first, teachers Adam Ernst and Georg Berger. Moved by their zeal, but not their academic credentials, he said of these forerunners of Fort Wayne seminarians, "We have no theologians here, but we will send whoever can go and wants to go. And if no one wants to go, I guess the stones will have to preach." It is with great joy that our seminary now sends their spiritual sons forth as pastors into their field of labor, and soon will send some of their spiritual daughters as deaconesses to bind up the wounds of Christ's flock and to care for them with his mercy. They would rejoice that now we have theologians here who can go and who want to go. So I guess that the stones will not need to preach quite yet. The disciples of Jesus were filled with great joy and excitement that first Palm Sunday as they approached Jerusalem, as they came over the top of the Mount of Olives and could see the city. They began to, in the joy of the resurrection of Lazarus, proclaim the coming of the King. The week before, Jesus had performed the ultimate sign, not off in a little tiny corner somewhere like Nain, where there might be just one gas station today, or in another corner of a small, busy city in Galilee where no one could see it, a little daughter in a household somewhere. But now, smack dab in the middle of a suburb of Jerusalem with priests and Levites and Pharisees all around them, 4 days dead in the grave, Lazarus came forth from the dead to strike fear into the hearts of the priests in Jerusalem and joy into the hearts of his disciples. Who but the Messiah could raise the dead 4 days in the grave and bring them back? With that joy and with the approaching of the Passover, they entered into Jerusalem. And now Jesus was ready to go public after years of muzzling them. You can remember the refrain, especially in the Gospel of Mark, "Don't tell anybody. Keep it quiet." They could hardly do it, but now Jesus goes exactly the opposite way. He sends them to find a donkey, just like his ancestor David did, and rode down the very same road that David did toward Jerusalem. He had them sing the songs of ascent, but with a little bit of a different twist to it. These pilgrims didn't just proclaim, "Blessed is the one who will come in the name of the Lord," but now they said, "Here he is, the King." In addition to that, they laid down their robes in honor so that even the donkey did not have to walk on the road, broke down the palm branches and laid them on the ground, and sang all of the songs that came to mind, "Save now, David, son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You can imagine more than the irritation that was in the minds of the Pharisees as they listened to all of this and saw what Jesus was doing. There was no doubt Messiah was written all over this parade, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. "Shut them up," they say. "This is not appropriate. This is beyond your station." But instead, Jesus tells them that if these were to remain silent, quoting again the scriptures, the stones themselves would praise his name. And so it was that the disciples, with great excitement, anticipated legions upon legions of angels descending from heaven to kick the Romans out of town and establish a government. Maybe Peter thought he was going to be Secretary of State. Maybe Judas thought he was going to be Secretary of the Treasury in all of this. But they missed the point, as we all know now, because this was not the only thing that came down that road, King David, and then the Messiah. But every year came down that rope Passover lambs from Bethlehem and the surrounding region, ready to be sacrificed and the blood to be placed upon the doorpost and to be eaten as a celebration of the victory. Sacrifice was a part of this road just as much as anything else. And no matter how many times Jesus said it to his disciples, they didn't quite get it. The Son of Man, he says, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life for a ransom for many. It was the service that God had in mind for the Messiah that Palm Sunday and then later that week, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and into the grave, and then afterwards through the resurrection. The disciples missed it because as the Father had sent him, so Jesus was sending them to be servants, to bring God's word and the good news to all the ends of the earth, and to care for those who are hurting and who need the grace and mercy of God. It is why today, in the joy of the resurrection of Jesus, we also proclaim the coming return of the King. Not immediately, perhaps, but not too far off, for who knows when the Lord will return. We stand in the light of a resurrection too, but not the resurrection of a mortal who was scheduled once more to die, but instead the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose resurrection destroyed death in the grave once and for all, and is the first fruit of the resurrection of the dead at the end of time itself. We are all witnesses of these things as well, perhaps at a greater distance than the disciples were, but witnesses nevertheless, because we have seen the great things which he can do with a little bit of water and his blessing, bring people from death into life, with mere bread and wine to bring the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, to send forth pastors and teachers and deaconesses into the world so that his people can be cared for, so the gospel can be brought to the ends of the earth. We go now not where we would like to go, but where the King calls, where he sends, so that we can proclaim his salvation wherever that may be. We go not to announce a new regime, a new government, a better way of living here on earth, necessarily, but we go to proclaim the coming of the eternal kingdom, which changes everything, a kingdom that will not be for today, that will live for a while and flourish in glory and then fade and go away, but a kingdom that will last forever. It is this kingdom that we announce, knowing that because he has come and died and rose again from the dead, that he will come again, and that kingdom will have no end. It is that reason why we can, every Palm Sunday, and whenever this lesson comes up in the church year, rejoice with the disciples, knowing a little bit better what God had in mind, saying our hosannas to the Son of David, knowing that he does save, and singing his praises, knowing that the day will come when we will all be with him forever in heaven, where not only death and the grave will be gone, but sighing and sorrow and pain once and for all, for all those things will have passed away. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, fill our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.